Let's hit it. Let's move it. Let's do it.
I still don't see why I have to go to this dumb street fair.
Because it'll be great to see all your old friends in the old neighborhood. And because it's fun to do family things and because you have no choice.
Ooh, great dress, Mona.
Hey, Mona, take it easy here, Mona. This fair's supposed to raise money, not blood pressure.
We all give in our own way.
Angela, Jonathan, come on, let's go.
Hey, she's coming. Wait till you see her.
Oh, I'm sorry. I couldn't find a thing to wear. What do you think about this peasant blouse?
$200? For $200, you should have got the whole peasant.
I know it's extravagant, but since it's my very first street fair, I wanted to get down and get ethnic.
You look like a wasp who herd sheep for a living.
Come on, gang, let's do it.
We've been here for an hour. You haven't let me cook anything.
I know, it's going well, isn't it?
Please.
All right, here.
Big kebab coming
through. Okay, let me give you a hand, Miss Rossini.
Here. What is she doing?
She's burning calamari.
Angela, dear, would you please get some ice for the kebabs? I'll watch those for you. You let any of that calamari again, I'll break both your hands.
Oh, hey, watch it! Oh, beg your pardon, Francesca. Tony, look, it's Francesca. Oh. Tony?
Frankie. But what are you doing here?
Helping Papa with his gelato booth.
Like a good Italian girl. Like a good single Italian girl.
You haven't lost that subtle touch, Mrs. Rossini. Yeah. Gelato is getting to be very popular.
Oh yeah. Frankie, this is Angela Bauer.
Oh, hi. Nice to meet you.
Hey, Angela, this is Dean Frankie Candino. This is the one girl in the whole neighborhood wouldn't go out with me. Well, except for Anna Camisa, but she was married.
I wouldn't go out with you, Miss Sully, because you were too macho for your own good.
Oh, well, that's because you couldn't tell a good thing when you saw it.
No, it's because my father would have sent me to a convent.
Well, at least you would have had something to confess. Hey, Claire, so tell me, what happened to you? I mean, where'd you disappear to after high school?
Well, let's see. I worked my way through college, and I got a scholarship to Harvard Law.
Ooh. Excuse me?
Six kebabs.
Seven kebabs. Well done.
Now I'm a part in a Wall Street law firm.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Frankie, what could I say? I'm impressed.
So what's with Tony and the Italian stallionette?
Mother, they're just friends. A man and a woman can be just friends, you know.
Why?
Hey, what's going down?
Ooh, everything.
Hey, Dad, you went out this one for me.
Yeah, it only cost me $23.
Yeah, that's my boy.
Uh-oh, a teddy bear. You know, when you win one of those for a girl, it's serious.
Elvis seems like a nice boy.
Angela, Tiny fathered that child.
Hey, Tony, what, all work and no play?
Well, I'd like to take a break, but, you know, we've been swamped here.
Oh, Tony, go. Angela and I can handle this. Well.
Well, hey, what about our date to have sausage and peppers?
Don't worry. The night is young. There'll be plenty of peppers left.
Huh. Okay. Hey, I guess it's me and you. Let's go see if I can win you a teddy.
Mrs. Rossini, would you mind very much if I took a little break?
Fine. You take as long as you want.
Thank you.
This time is right. My dream is coming true. Since you're in my life.
Sorry, just ran out. Yeah, so, you know, after I hurt my shoulder, I retired from the majors.
That's a tough break. So, what do you do now?
Oh, well, now I work as a housekeeper for Angela.
You're kidding.
Well, it was, you know, I wanted to be home with Sam, and it was important that she was in a good school.
Now I'm the one who's impressed. Tony, there aren't that many men who have that much confidence in their masculinity to work as a housekeeper.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, hey, that's me. Confidence, masculinity, and not a bad little dancer.
You know, Tony, I think you're quite a guy.
And I think you're
dying to be kissed.
Hi, Angela.
Tiny, how would you like to dance?
Are you serious?
Yeah, I came here to have a good time.
Well, let's bebop.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Pitkin Avenue auction is about to begin. To neighborhood beautification.
Hey, 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 you want to beautify the neighborhood to poor Tiny?
Okay. First item up, Tony Maselli. Oh. He is offering his services for the weekend. Oh. As a housekeeper.
Oh. What a clever donation.
Tony, get up here.
No.
Get up here. Oh.
$1.75. $1.75. I'll give you $1.75. Check this out. Both.
All right, $1.
$20.
All right. That's more like it. There we go.
$30.
$30. That'll buy 5 beds of petunias. Going once.
$40.
Oh, wait a minute, Angela. I, what are you doing? I work for you all the time.
I know, but I love petunias. $50, $60, $70, $80.
$80? We'll be able to buy rose bushes, too.
$90. $100.
$100? A new Pitkin Avenue record! Do I hear $110?
$1,000.
I didn't hear 110.
$1,000. Forget neighborhood beautification. We can all afford to move. Any other bids?
Angela, I am your mother. I know what's best for you. Buy him.
$1,000. Going once. Going twice.
Do something.
What time did Elvis say he'd call?
I don't know. About 56 minutes ago. So what time did Dad say he'd be back from cleaning Frankie's?
Oh, he said he might be a little late if he had to clean her windows. She must have skylights, too.
Tony!
Oh, it's you.
That's what I said when you were born.
No, he might think I've been waiting for his call. Do you mind, Mona?
Me? Deceive a man? Hello. Oh, hello, Frankie.
That's it. Teddy is dead.
No, no, I don't mind taking a message for Tony. Mm-hmm. I need you. I want you. I love you. Think about it. Yep, got it.
Well, some people will say anything to get good help. Hello, Tony.
Oh. Hello, Angela. How was your weekend?
Funny, she was just about to ask you the same thing.
Frankie called and left you a message.
Oh. Nice penmanship, Mona.
I know this isn't any of my business, but what are you supposed to be thinking about?
Oh, this, that, marriage. Yeah, Frankie proposed. Good night.
Hey, wait a minute, bub. You can't drop a bomb like that and run for cover. What did you say?
Well, I just it happened so fast. I think I kind of blanked out. I told Frankie I needed time to think. So I think I'll go think. See you in the morning.
Angela, I'm worried.
Oh, Mother, there's nothing to worry about. I know Tony. He's not going to do something foolish. But what if I'm wrong, Dr. Bellows? I mean, I practically threw him into that woman's arms.
Angela, I'd like you to tell me more about your relationship with Tony.
Well, first he was my housekeeper, and then he was my friend. I guess you could say he's my best friend, but then again, I don't have that many friends.
And?
Oh, I suppose I think about us every now and again.
You fantasize about him.
I do not. I would never. I suppose you could call it that. But everybody knows that physical attraction is no way to have a successful relationship. I mean, you have to have similar backgrounds and mutual goals and know what an RBI is.
Excuses. The reason you and Tony aren't together is not because of backgrounds, goals, or baseball.
Then what is it?
Oh, well, that's what we're here to discover. And by the way, it's run batted in.
See, you know that. Tony knows that. Frankie knows that.
How does Tony feel about you?
Oh, I suppose he thinks I'm a little uptight. A little boring. But I know he cares. He cares a lot.
And how do you know that?
Well, he kissed me once. But of course we were both drunk. And once he told me he loved me. But then again, he thought he was dying. Look, Dr. Bellows, I wasn't sure about coming here, and I think maybe I was right.
Back.
Oh.
In the chair.
Okay. I've never been to a psychiatrist, but aren't you just supposed to nod and ask questions?
Do you love Tony?
Oh. He's the most incredible man I've ever known. When I'm with him, I'm happier than I've ever been. And sadder sometimes. God, I just couldn't imagine my life without him. This is confidential, isn't it? Yes. I love Tony. Oh.
It might help if he knew that.
Well, I wish I could hear it from him first.
Angela, I think you might lose him.
Coming, 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 coming. Hey, Frankie.
It's the middle of the day. Shouldn't you be in court badgering a witness?
No, that's tomorrow. Today I want to badger my favorite man in Tamara and me.
Who? You badger good.
So? What's it going to be?
Well, I mean, everything's happening so fast. I feel swept away. I mean, a fella needs time.
Mr. Maselli, have we, or have we not, always been very attracted to each other?
Am I under oath? Then I'm guilty as charged.
Gentlemen of the jury, I ask you, what could be more wonderful than this man and his beautiful daughter sharing a life with yours truly in a magnificent and now very clean Eastside penthouse?
It's clean, yeah, it's clean.
Imagine their days filled with happiness and their nights filled with...
Well, I don't think we have to give the jury all the details.
There are other details too, Tony. We come from the same place. We understand each other.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So why don't we just keep dating and we'll see what happens?
Tell me, Tony, what are you expecting to happen? What is it? Is it Angela?
Angela? I mean, what has she got to do with this?
Well, isn't it true that we were having a terrific weekend until she called to ask where you keep the dishwashing detergent?
Well, you know, when you gotta do a wash, you can't wait.
Neither can I. Look, Tony. One of these days, you're going to figure out what's best for you. And when you do, give me a call. If I'm still available.
Hey, Angela.
Hi.
What are you doing? What is this, a national holiday today?
No, I gave Mother the afternoon off, and I decided to play hooky.
You? Hooky? Are you feeling all right?
Fine. Are the kids back from school yet?
No.
Good. I mean, it's nice to have the privacy if we ever wanted to talk privately, which I do. Now.
Oh, well, you know, it's funny you should say that because I got something private I'd like to say to you, and if you don't mind, I'd like to go first.
No, really, I have something to say to you, and I just feel that I have to say it. Tony, Wait a minute. Did you say you wanted to go first?
Yeah, but it's okay. Go ahead.
No, you.
No, I insist.
No, I insist more.
Angela. Oh.
Tony. I have the best news! Elvis's stepsister got food poisoning. Bonnie has a friend of a friend who found out that the whole family went down to the hospital to watch her stomach get pumped. Isn't that great? That's why Elvis didn't call. I'm gonna go sew Teddy's head back on now.
Well, the course of true romance never did run smooth.
Love.
What?
The course of true love never did run smooth. It's Shakespeare, Midsummer Night's Dream.
Huh. I saw Frankie today.
You did? Are you going to...
Oh, no.
No?
No.
Why no? She's an Italian beauty. She's a Harvard graduate. She drinks beer from a bottle.
But I don't love her. And, love is important.
Oh, it is. It is.
Well, I told you mine, now you tell me yours.
Mm.
It was just something about how I didn't want to lose you.
Oh, that's good, because I don't want to get lost.
Good.
Hey, we should have these private talks more often, you know what I mean?
Well, maybe we will.
Okay. Hey, you sure it's love?
Positive.